Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville.
Yesterday, we learned a positive post-round routine, but how do we stay positive during the round? Today, we'll discover a simpler way to manage negative self-talk. Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, the daily three-minute bridge between where we all are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This is day seven in our seven-day series based on the book The Lost Art of the Short Game by Gary Nickel and Carl Morris. The authors share a fun story adapted for golfers from an ancient Buddhist parable. A golf teacher and his student are on the back nine. It's been one of those mishit bad bounce days, but the teacher is smiling and relaxed and recovers from most of his trouble. The student, on the other hand, just gets more stressed and frustrated and plays accordingly. Finally, he turns to the teacher and says, "How can you stay so positive all the time?" The teacher takes out a 9-iron, he holds it by the club head and presses the tip of the handle on the student's left shoe. "Bad breaks," he says. "Bad shots. Negative thoughts. These things happen. It's like accidentally shooting yourself in the foot." Then he presses the handle on the student's right foot. "Engaging with the negative," he says, "is like shooting yourself in the foot a second time, but on purpose." The point of the story is clear. We can't stop all the bad breaks, bad shots, and negative thoughts. But that's part of golf, and that's part of being human. But engaging with the negative is a choice. By making bad decisions and repeating bad shots, we're choosing to shoot ourselves in the foot a second time, on purpose. The authors share one of the simplest solutions we've ever heard. Change the tone of your voice you use when you talk to yourself. Don't try to bend the negative into positive, just tweak the tone. From time to time, they explain, pause and listen to the tone of your voice in your head. Ask yourself, would I let other people talk to me in the way I'm talking to myself? This simple exercise will instantly reveal an important truth, that the negative self-talk itself isn't the problem. The problem is the conversation. If thoughts are left alone, the authors promise, they come and go. When we react, things get complicated. Our attitude to our thoughts is what gives them their power to cause trouble. It's like shooting ourselves in the foot on purpose again and again and again our whole golfing lives. Neuroscientist Rick Hansen once said, "When dealing with negatives, the mind is like Velcro." We've shared many strategies for managing negative self-talk, but we're all different, and what works for me might not work for you. So when we hear a new approach, we like to pass it along. The story of shooting yourself in the foot on purpose, combined with the exercise of noticing the tone of voice in your head, offers a fresh and simple way to manage self-talk, stay relaxed, and play better, regardless of the circumstances. That's all for today. We hope you got a good mental workout by spending time with The Lost Art of the Short Game by Gary Nickel and Carl Morris. Like all their books, this one offers new and interesting ways to think about our game. Put this book on your reading list and meet me back here tomorrow when we'll launch a new seven-day series. Until then, keep imagining what's possible.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free seven-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.